Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, great to see you guys again.
Thank you.
Welcome to Star 94.
Awesome.
Is this what you imagined it to look like in here?
Absolutely. Honestly, yeah. I thought it would be definitely like a recording studio as
well.
So it's very hip here. I like it.
Okay.
I'm so glad. The decorations out there. It's
yes.
really cool.
Yeah, the little like graffiti wall and everything.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, thank you all so much for coming in for the finalist interviews. And we just wanted to get to know you a little bit better because we got to see your personalities on the dance floor the other day, which was so much fun. But we want to get to know you a little bit more personally, and in a big group like that, it was hard to do.
I know, yeah.
So first of all, Sean and Shelby, where do you live? What do you do for work and for fun?
Do you want to take this one, or you want?
I'll start.
Okay, sure.
So we actually just moved. We just bought a house in June of last year. So we just moved to Lawrenceville from Alpharetta. And it's been a wild journey. Like, even just house hunting was just such, like, so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just moved. But we actually are both nurses at the ICU in Roswell, a hospital in Roswell. And so it's kind of crazy because we live together and we work together. And a lot of people are like, aren't you like sick of him at this point? Like, you literally spend all day with him. And I'm like, no, it's actually quite awesome because we share so many aspects of our lives together, and it makes it easy to, you know, just talk about like the things that we experience during the day. If there's something like difficult that happened at work, you know, he was there and like he knows exactly what I went through, and so it just makes it a lot easier, especially with a job like nursing where there's just like very complex and a lot of like difficult things that we encounter. It just makes it easier to have your partner there with you.
Absolutely.
During all that.
I love that. And what do you do for fun?
So other than nursing, we like to go out, of course. You know, we're in our young 20s. We like to dance. I'm sure you saw that on our dance floor. I'm the dancer of the group, so of the two. So I'll always pull her on the dance floor. And she's always just like, no. I'm just like, let's boogie down. And we always have a great time out of it. But other than going to concerts, we hang out with our friends. We play a lot of video games. Big nerds. So that's kind of how we fell in love, actually. So I met her in high school, and I was jumping around different lunch tables, and she told me that she played the same video game, and it was instant connection.
There were hearts in his eyes.
I was like, all right, give me your gamer tag. Let's play some games. And we just played like nonstop video games together in high school. With her friend group as well.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
So you became friends in high school.
Yes.
And then when did you first fall in love?
Oh, God.
Was it right away? Was it after a little bit of a friendship? Or
it was pretty quick. For her, she said it hard knives for her, right?
I mean, he sat at my lunch table and was like, oh, this guy's cute. Like, well, because also, like, I don't know, just from the area that I'm from, I feel like a lot of the people were like cookie cutter. And he was new. I've never seen
exotic.
Him.
Exotic. I was something different.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. But no, he was just like so nice and so outgoing, and I just wasn't used to that because he was like infectious. Like, Sean is extremely infectious, and I was just kind of drawn to him. So it's hard to say when. But it was very soon.
That's adorable. Yeah. Okay, so who said I love you first?
Oh my gosh. It was
probably. Do you remember?
I think it was you.
I think I did it. It was a slip.
Yeah, I think it was you. Yes. Wow, that was so long ago, though. You know, that was 13 years ago, roughly.
Wow. Yeah. So you two have been together and going strong that whole time.
So we were together in high school, and then we were long distance in college, but we had separated, you know, learning, growing up as individuals. But everything we've been through in high school, like, there's no way we can't be friends. So we always stayed as like platonic friends. And, you know, we grew up as individual people. And then we came back together actually relatively recently. I'd say roughly like maybe, was it like 2 years ago?
No, 2021.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Time flies. because my brother had passed away. And she was always a close family friend. Like, my mom would always ask me about Shelby. Like, how's Shelby doing? This and that. Whenever I would have, like, you know, a different significant other, she'd be like, oh, she's great. But, well, how's Shelby doing, though? It was kind of like that. So, but I reached out to Shelby because she was the only person in my life that was there for me, like, during the craziest, the wildest times. And she was really always helpful to me and my mom. In those situations. And I knew that I could get that support from her during the toughest time, which was losing my brother. And she was there for us. She came to the funeral. And then that's when we kind of rekindled our, I guess that's when I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Like, all the feelings kind of just came back out of nowhere. And we just kind of decided to just try this thing again.
So you knew that you two could be together in times that were hard and times that were good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so beautiful. Mm. Okay. So, Shelby, when did you know that Sean was the one?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, it's like hard to pinpoint a moment because there's so many like great moments with Sean. And I always knew, like, similar with him, like, he's always there, like, at the like toughest times. And I don't know if this will be like a really good example, but. So, you know, we see each other at work, and he once had a patient that she wanted to leave AMA, so against medical advice, because she was about to get, like, kicked out of her apartment or something. But she had, like, some medical condition where it was not safe for her to leave. And Sean literally, like, he told me, he was like, hey, I need you to watch out for my other patient. I need to make sure, like, she's okay. And he stayed in the room with her and was just very, like careful with his time and, like, talked to her and just really made sure, like, she was okay, got her the resources that she needed, talked to her family members and had them reassure her that, you know, she was okay. They were going to take care of everything and she needed to stay in the hospital so that she could be properly cared for. And I was looking at him. I was like, wow, like, that's, like, you know, not a lot of nurses would do that. And I know that this is, like, a testament to Sean's character as well. Like, he's very, he's extremely caring. And he will go to bat for you. And I don't know. I just think, like, he's an amazing guy. And I knew that that's what I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Who I want standing next to me for the rest of my life.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to start crying over here. Oh my gosh, you two are so cute. Okay, Sean, did you propose and how did you propose?
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh, there's a story here.
Our proposal story is absolutely bonkers. Actually, okay. I love telling it. It's one of my favorite stories to tell. It's, okay. Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. I proposed to her in Japan, okay?
Okay.
And I prepped for months, actually years. Now that I'm thinking about it, years. So I found that we went during cherry blossom season last year. Absolutely gorgeous. Cherry blossoms blooming everywhere. I took her to this, the number one cherry blossom spot. It was called Mount Yoshino. It was this huge mountain, 30,000 cherry blossom trees in bloom. Amazing, beautiful scene, right? The problem was it was a giant mountain. So I hired a surprise photographer, and they found a spot, like a perfect proposal spot. And so we were messaging on whatever, it was like Line or something. He told me to go to this spot, and I had tried to get Shelby to that spot, and she was like, absolutely not.
She's like, I'm tired, I'm done hiking.
No, it wasn't even that. The spot was really steep. There were no rails, nothing.
Oh,
and yeah. I was like, oh, come on, honey, come on. Let's do it for me. And I was like, she was like, absolutely not. You can go. I'm going to die. You can try, test it out for me. So like I tried going down the hill and I started slipping like ridiculous amount. I'm also uncoordinated. So it's like, it was not helping my situation. And so we went to go sit down in like the common viewing area, and the surprise photographer was like waving. He's like, what the heck, bro? And I was like, cut it. I was like, go for the next one. So we had to reschedule and do it in Tokyo, but it ended up being so much better because I did it in Shinjuku National Garden. Absolutely beautiful. The weather was amazing, and there were so many like little spots that we could take pictures. So like the post proposal was amazing as well, and everything was just perfect. And it was the day before her birthday, April 15th, which is also the day that we officially became a couple, like, you know, kind of put a label on it. I was like, oh, that's also special. And then we also met on her birthday too. So like,
which is April 16th.
April 16th.
Yeah.
Love,
yeah.
This.
We always joke that she was, you know, I was her birthday present. So that's like the funny thing. And like, April's just a special month. And now we got this going on. I was like, what is going on? Unbelievable. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about your dream wedding. Can you paint the picture? What does that look like? Who would be there?
Well, so we talked about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sean and I do really like nature a lot, and so I don't know if we're going for more of a spring vibe or like a summery vibe, but I always have really like fond memories of like the warm weather and stuff. I know you really like the kind of the green.
Yeah.
Tux.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just somewhere in nature. That's why when we went to the Lanier weddings, it was just like, this is kind of perfect.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Like the
gorgeous
lake and all the greenery. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, both the venues. It was crazy. I was like, wow.
Yeah. So in terms of like, you know, who would be there, I honestly think we're going to have to like shut down the hospital that day.
Because you want all your friends, all your nurse friends,
all of our coworkers. It's so funny because like, they've seen us like grow. Because I started.
She was a
off,
baby nurse. Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. That was my first job. Like my first job as a nurse. And I got started out there. And then Sean later joined because he was at a different hospital. So they really got to see us like grow as a couple. And then they.
We have our nursing mamas, the nursing mama mafia. And, you know, we've gotten really close to them. So all of them are expecting a wedding invite.
And do you both have big families?
I have
really.
Big family in Thailand.
Does, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I would like for them to be able to come. It would be really nice. It just depends on, you know, green card and visa.
She's got a 97-year-old grandma named May I.
Yeah. It would be nice if she could come, but there's no way. I think she'd be very confused.
That's a long flight when you're 97.
Yeah,
that's a long flight when you're 27.
Yes,
that's exactly. 97.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. Yes.
And so, Sean, what would this winning this wedding mean to you?
I mean, it would mean starting a life with each other. And that's the most important thing. You know, we'd be able to really solidify our family, the foundation to our life, because we've kind of had to postpone wedding planning in general because of our house. We really wanted to tackle like buying a house before the market gets like way more crazy than it is. So really, it would just help us start a family. That's the biggest thing. And I know, I feel like she feels the same. I hope she feels the same. And yeah, that, I think it would just be great because it would really help give us that support for sure.
And Shelby, what about for you? What would winning this wedding mean to you?
I mean, I was kind of talking to Sean about this earlier. It was kind of crazy going to the thing on Saturday, like seeing all the other couples, and I was so humbled because everyone's love story was just so beautiful. Yeah. And it was just absolutely awesome being surrounded by everyone, and like it's such an honor to, you know, be here with you guys. Like,
can't believe it.
I know.
Unbelievable. Like, what are we doing here? What's going on?
Like, and it shows that, like, I guess you guys see something in us that I'm like, wow, like that's like such an honor. And so I guess it would mean, like, you know, like, you know, I feel like what we have is special, but I hope that, you know, other people can see that as well. The, you know, the relationship and like the trials and everything that Sean and I have been through. It's, yeah, it's been a wild journey, but it's been amazing.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess this could be like another amazing part of our journey too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to meet you both today.
Thank you.
And I have to be honest with you. Mm. You're not a top two finalist.
Oh, wow.
You are the only finalist.
What? What are you talking about? Hold up, hold up. Wait, what are you talking about? What?
The ultimate dream wedding is yours.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Wait,
what? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I'm shaking! Thank you so much! Oh my God! What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This isn't real life. I'm shaking. Oh my God! You gotta move me to the ICU. Like, what is going on?
The ultimate dream wedding from Lanier Islands is yours, valued at $35,000. You are the ones. You are the only ones.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I give you a hug, Jen?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, I love you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so out of body. I don't know what's going on. Oh my gosh. Wow, I don't know what to say. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. Like, thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Lanier Islands.
Thank you, Lanier Islands. We wouldn't be here without you, and everything was an amazing experience. Even if we didn't get it, me and Shelby were talking, it's just such an honor to be in your guys' presence and their presence. And
that's awesome meeting everyone. And
with all the couples as well, they were so amazing. Like, we never imagined ourselves in this position, like, ever.
Well, it's you.
Yay, it's yours.
It's yours. The wedding is yours.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.